So that's basically where we're up to. So now we've got this idea here of Rabbi Elazar, right? And his shitta, right? So now, but what's important to you to the answer is that in this question that the Gemara asked, I want to go back on the 180 way yesterday, because that set the tone for a lot of them. When the Gemara brought this kasha to Abaya, so Rabbi Elazar said the koi, so Rabbi Saba Yesh and Masoret, right? And therefore mitzvat kativ. Okay, so that is really the basis. Every time we see Rabbi Elazar, we know mitzvah. We're going to another kasha. Yeah, we start on Yud Chet Amud Aleph over here on the Amud. Right. So it's like an Eitive morning. Safek ben Tishal Rishon or ben Shiva Lacharon. So we've got a case over here of Yibum. Right. So there we've got a Yibum, a case of Yibum. And now the woman falls pregnant. And as a situation arises, she falls pregnant. And we're not sure if this was a 9 month old, and she falls pregnant pretty quickly, basically, right? Quite soon after she gets married to this Yabam. And we're not sure now if it's a 7 month old pregnancy to the new husband, or if it's a 9 month pregnancy to her old husband before he died. Now, what's enough, Kamina? If she was pregnant when her husband died, then there's no space to Yibum. She's an Eishin Ish with a child. So the Yibum now is Asur. So she has to leave her husband because it's Eishin Ach. Right? That's the case. So Safek, Eitibe, so Ben Shalom, Shalom, Ben Shivar Acharon, what is it bright to say? Yotzi, Vahavlad Kasher. She has to divorce her husband. I don't know if it's a fully fledged divorce, but she has to leave him, Bekitsur. Is there any note there? Is there a proper divorce? I'm not sure. Vahavlad kasher, and the child is a kosher. We don't say the safek problems here, sveikot with the child. There's no problems with the child here. But nonetheless, v'chayav ba'asham talui. She's chayav in Hashem talui. Why is she chayav in Hashem talui? Because she might have been over an Eishet Ach. There might be a relationship here with this case where she was pregnant, she was married, she was a woman with a child, and she asked to her brother-in-law. And yet, what do we see? That she's chayav ba'asham talui. And there weren't two cases over here. There's only one case. There wasn't a separate scenario. There wasn't pre-existing. Everything, she was mutatim, etc., etc. All the issues which we had to go with. How many? Doche, quite easily. How many Rabbi Elazar he? This is Rabbi Elazar. When Rabbi Elazar says, Eim la masoret. And therefore, mitzvah, we don't need the mitzvah, we don't need the eight of a new brighter, a new kasha. Eight of a nimtza al shela. We saw this as well, right? So now, the halacha is, I don't know how much it is today, but in our times of the Gemara, when men had relations, so man would have his cloth or his bedikah cloth, and she'd have his bedikah cloth, and they'd check each other afterwards to make sure there was no problems. He'd wipe himself and clean himself, she'd wipe herself and clean herself. And says like this, Nimtza al, the Haggadah Bach, I think, falls in here the whole story, right? She says, Nimtza al shelo. See the Haggadah Bach, the Aleph? She says, Eitivay, same bright we saw yesterday. Eitivay, Nimtza al shelo. If he sees blood on his cloth, straight off that relations, tmeim. It's pashut that the blood came from the woman, from his wife. V'chayim b'korban, korban chatat, because she was a nid already. Nimtza al shela, right? If he sees on her etyom. Now etyom, I think it's actually a Greek word. From Yilchot Nida, I can't remember exactly. I think it's a Greek word. It means like immediately, right? Yeah. It say that there in stands out.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing, man.
Etios, meaning straight, direct, immediately.
Otios. Yeah, I remember that. Okay. So, right, etiom, right, very good. Like, on otoyom, very nice. Right? So, if she sees it immediately, chayv korban, like on him. But im nimtza al shelal achar zman. But now, let's say that she doesn't check immediately, and an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours later, she checks. Right? So, we say tmein, they're both tmein, misafek. We're assuming that there's a chance it could happen while they already had relations. Upturi min achoron. Now they say patur min akorban. Right? From a chatat. However, Tani Allah, we learned on that a brighter that says what? V'chayvim ba'asham talui. This is again a kashya. How come we only chayev one? We chayev, yeah? There wasn't a separate situation of two chatichot chaylev. Moses again, no, you can't bring any proofs over here. How many Rabbi Lazar he is, Rabbi Lazar. Okay? That's the story. We are stuck in that paradigm of it. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Abravu, Amar Rav. Hayu lefanav shtei chatichot, achat shel chelev, achat shel shuman, v'achal echat mehem, v'ani yodeh ezu menachal, chayev. Straightforward case, right? Two pieces of meat, not sure what's chelev, what's not. He ate them. He ate one of them, not sure what he ate. He's chayev, a korban, here of an asham talui, we're talking about. Chaticha, one chaticha, one piece. Safek shechev zek shel shuman v'achla patur. And if you ate these patur, pretty straightforward, right? So we see them getting over here with aim la mikra, that you have to have two. With me? Aim la mikra now. We're saying mitzvot, not mitzvat. V'amar Rav Nachman, my time of the Rav. So what's Rav Nachman explaining here? Why does Rav say this? With two pieces of meat, you're going to be a korban. With one piece of meat, you're patur. Teksavar, shtei chatichot. He doesn't give an answer here because of aim la mikra and the masoret. He says, teksavar, kesavar shtei chatichot. Ikba isura, chaticha achat lo kava isura. Okay, so look over here. Look at Rashi there. I don't know. We haven't got the Rashi. No Rashi yet. Right? He says chaticha. When there are two chatichot, so ikba isura. We know for fact there was a kavu isura. One of them was chaylev. We've only got one piece of meat. It's not vara that is this isura, right? With two, one of them is an isur. With one, the whole thing is a safek. So you can't say that what he's saying. How does Rav explain the idea of an Hashem Talui? Is that when there's definitely a possibility to do an Isur, then you're not sure if you did the Isur, you bring a Korban Hashem Talui. But with only one piece of meat, is it definitely going to be, if you ate the meat, you definitely an Isur? No. It's only a Safek Isur. With the two pieces of meat and you eat it, there's a possibility that you can definitely do an Isur. Now you're just not sure. Did I do isu? It's not definite. Always a suffix.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
No,
but there may not have been an isu at all.
I already said better than I said it. Not that there might be an isu, that there isn't a possibility there's no other possibility. When you've got one piece of meat which is vada asur and one which is vada mutar, right? So now you vada either were over an isu, you vada weren't over an isu, correct? That's the suffix we're looking for. When there's one piece of meat, you only might have been over on an isur, and you only might have been over and not over an isur. Is that better? You're saying aim la mikra, I'm with you, or aim la masoret, right? But if you have, that's the whole machloket. Do we say aim la masoret, and the masoret is that it is mitzvot, and therefore they're two? Do we say Amna Mikra or other way around? Amna Mikra, we read it two, Amna Masoret, we read it, it's only one. That's exactly the machloke. But we try to understand Rav's reasoning now behind his version. Rav's like this. Why is it important with two? Because what do I want? For me to bring in a chatat, you must remember one thing, eh? When you bring in a Hashem Talui on a safek, so there's a safek here that you're bringing chulin la azara. Because if you weren't chai of the korban, then it's chulin ba'azara. Right? That's Isra in itself. So in other words, we're not rushing to go and bring Hashamot Tluim quickly. We're also going to be careful that Hasham Talui. So therefore, we try to fine-tune the situation now to the highest common denominator of there being a chance that there is actually an Isra here. When there's only one piece of meat in front of us, so that piece of meat might have been an Hasham, it might have been a tetrefa, a chaylev, it might have been a kosher piece of meat. I don't know. Do I rush to bring a korban to the Beit HaMikdash? It could be chulin. No. When there are two pieces of meat in front of me, and this is vada chaylev, and that is vada meat, I know for certain that there was an issue, a potential issue available. Well, for certain, there was a potential issue. When it's only a safek piece of meat, there's no certainty there's a potential issue available. There's a safek of a safek. It's almost like a sfeik sfeika. So on the sfeik sfeika, we don't bring a korban. On a safek, why don't we bring a korban? I think that makes sense to me. Anyhow, I think that's the best way of explaining it. That when there are two pieces of meat, it's a safek. When there's one piece of meat, it's a safek in a safek. Did I eat chayev? Did I eat chayev? Was it chayev? Okay.
When there are two pieces of meat, you certainly had the possibility of doing a chayev.
Right.
When there's only one piece of meat, you may not have had the piece.
Exactly. That's right. That's ikpadisura. When you certainly had the possibility of doing a chait, that's what Rav Nachman calls ikbed isur. That there was an isur, there was kavu and isur there. Certainly you could have done an isur. Right. All right. So chatichat lo kav isur. So Gemara says, my ikbed ikbed isur l'shi'i efshar. He says, what's the difference between ikbed isur l'shi'i efshar? And I said, my ikbed ikbed isur, my ikbed, bein ikva le isura leshi efshar levarer. Right, because you can't check the isurin. Apologize. My question mark, original class. It's like, as my ikka bein ikva le isura leshi efshar levarer isurin ikka bein ayu. But where do we see the she'i efshar levarer?
Efshar levarer isurin.
No, but where? No.
Not the way it's put there.
Huh? I got it wrong. My ikka bein ikva le isura lebein. But who said efshar levarer? That's on Aleph. That was yesterday. That was yesterday, right? Or did I skip over something? Yeah, but I'm a Rav Zira. Okay, that's what's missing in my mind, because we stopped the shir 280 days away yesterday, and I didn't go over it in the shir again, so I'm missing that. Okay, if you look in that, that's very important. So if you go back to yesterday, we said that with Amar Rav Zira, my time at the Rebbe, kesava shtei chadichot efshar levarer isuro, chadicha achat efshar levarer. So already yesterday, Rav Zira explained Rav. His reason was, what's Rav's explanation? Because when there are two pieces of meat, efshar levarer. There's one piece of meat, you can't levarer. How can you levarer? You can check what the piece is left over. When you had two pieces of meat, one a chaylev, one a shuman, and you're not sure which one you ate, it's simple. Go check what's left over, and then you know what you ate. If the chaylev is left over, you ate the shuman. If the shuman is left over, you ate the chaylev. Right? But here he's saying, ikvad yisur. The Gemara is saying, what's the difference between the two explanations? We've got two explanations in Rav. Yesterday we said that Rav's explanation is because you can't check, or you can check, and today we say ikva isura. Now, sorry. Now the Gemara asks a question: my ikka bein ikva isura l'shei efshar levarer isura. Right? That's he said. Now, what's the difference? He says the ikka bein ayu kon sheilu fanav shtei chatichot echad shel vechad shel shuman uba over kochavim v'chad rishona uba yishol v'chad hashniya. That's the difference. That's a scenario where you ate the first one and you ate the second one. A goy had eaten the first one. So now, what's the bottom line? There isn't, you can't check. There were two to begin with, but now there isn't one left over. Right? So he says like this, Le Rabba, changing it around, Leika mitzvot pe'idna de'achal Yisrael. As far as Rabba is concerned, right? Who he says, Ikbed Yisura, right? He says over there that now, at the time that Yisrael ate it, right, there's no mitzvot. There isn't that two, there's only one. Rabbi Zaira, efshar levarer isur. Rabbi Zaira will tell us. Sorry. I apologize. I'm all confused this morning. I don't know why. My thoughts are. Rabbi Lakim is over by Israel. Rabbi Zaira, efshar levarer isur. Rabbi Nachman, ikba isur. Sorry. Okay. Correct. And Rabbi Nachman will say no, because still when he ate it, there was an isur. There had been at one stage. Look at Rashi there. Meikara. There had been to begin with. To Yisurim, and therefore Yuchai. Right, those are the three different shittas which we saw in the last 2 days. Correct. Okay. Eitivei Rav Nachman. So now Rav Nachman, new question. Rav Nachman, remember we said Ikbud Yisurim. So Eitivei Rav Nachman, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Koi Chayavin Achelbo. We asked the same question we asked yesterday. She's like, it's Koi Chayavin Achelbo, Asham Talui. Right? So he says, what's going on over here? If he says he's Chayav on a Koi, says Rabbi Elazar, Lo Bai Kviyuta Di Yisura. That's quite simple, because this is almost like a kasha here against the expression of Rav Nachman. That's why it's an Eitiv Rav and Rav Nachman. But you tell me we need Kivut and Risura. Aviyah Rav Nachman says, you have an Akkoi. It's just simple. Rabbi Nachman says, you don't need Kivut and Risura. No, Tidichia for me. It's no challenge, just a separate opinion. Another one, Eitiv Safek Ben Tetsu Shon, but they ask him again. This is still, I think, this is all still Rav to asking Rav Nachman with all the, by basically rehashing the different brachot which we've seen to try and challenge him, because all of them, now we're challenging them against the concept of ikvad yisura. This is again, we see over there that with the case of a woman who's not sure, we're 7 months or 9 months pregnant, and we see she goes out and her child is kosher, and we bring in Hashem Talui, how come over here we don't have a problem, like we haven't got two to choose from, etc. Isn't it? Again, same idea, Rabbi Lazar, and therefore there's no ikvad yisura. Another question. Nimtza al shelot tamein b'chavim b'korban. Nimtza al shelot yom tamein b'chavim b'korban. Nimtza al shelot achar zman b'mizam k'mitrim b'korban. Tanachavim Hashem Talui. Same idea here. Now I ask you another question. Now, wait a second. I've got a question for you now. Because now we've got the situation of the woman who's knitted with her husband, and they check immediately on his, and they chayiv on hers, and they chayiv. If after a while they check on her bedika cloth, and we see that she's got blood, they say tamein, and they're going to bring in Hashem Talui. Now we've got a kashya over here. Right, so how come over here she has to bring an asham tanui. There was no kviyut b'deisura. She was 100% mutar to him from the outset. He was mutar to her, she was mutar to him. And how come now suddenly there was no isur and she has to bring a korban asham talui? So on that one, ishtik. Doesn't know quite how to answer that. See that, so Rav Nachman doesn't know how to answer. Levatar de nafak. Now this happens, I think, to all of us, right? You get stumped in a discussion, you haven't got an answer, and then the guy leaves, and 10 minutes later you're busy thinking about the answer, you think, why didn't I say this? You know, and it's too late now, you know? Exactly what happened to him over here. Levatar de nafak, after... who were after Rava, right? After Rava leaves the room, Amar, he says to himself, my time alone, Amri Lay, why didn't I say to him, Dahaman, Rabbi Meir, why not? Because Rabbi Meir, right? The law by Ikvutani Surah. And Rabbi Meir doesn't eat Ikvutani Surah. So now, what's the obvious question here? Why didn't he say Rabbi Elazar, the law by Ikvutani Surah? That would have made more sense. Up until now, with Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, right? So look at this. So Rashi actually says it. Rabbi Meir, right? The Tanya, wait 1 second, look here. Hashochet Asham Talui. Listen to this. This is interesting. Hashochet is a brighter. If you shecht an Asham Talui Bachutz, just think about it for half a second. We said an Asham Talui, right? What's an Asham Talui? It's an Asham on a Safek. You might have done an Aveira, you might not have done an Aveira. Let's say you didn't do an Aveira. Right? Let's say you're about to bring the Asham Talui, you're walking towards Beit HaMikdash with your animal in your hand. And suddenly you get information that tells you that it wasn't it wasn't an Isur. Would you still bring the Asham Talui? Obviously not. Right?
If you that was the end of the
of Tmura.
Which means you can
shift it Bachutz. Because an Asham Talui, if you know there's not an Asham, okay, well yeah, you say Rabbi say you have to burn it. But let's say that you shechted it Bachutz, you weren't shechting Kochim Bachutz. You might have been over an issue of not burning it, but you are shechting Kochim Bachutz, right? So in other words, within an Asham Talui, there's always a question mark. So if you shecht an Asham Talui Bachutz, maybe you're on Chayim, because not a really a fully fledged Kochim. It's a Safek Kochim, right? So there's a brighter. The Tanya Hashochet Asham Talui Bachutz, Rabbi Meir Mechayev, the Chachamim Potrin. Chachamim say you patur. Look at Rashi. Rabbi Meir Mechayev, Mishum Shchutei Chutz. Because of Shchutei Chutz, Yishich Le'atzar Af, Agav De'ikin Meimar, Shem Elo Achal Chelev, Hashem Zechulin. Maybe it could actually be Chulin. The law by Kviyut Le'isur. See what Meir says, you Chayev. Meir says, I don't need kviyut l'isur. I don't need 100% certainty that you could have been over an isur. It's good enough for me, the safek. And that makes the kochim, 100% kochim. The chachamim, on the other hand, potrim. Why look at Rashi, the last white lines are right at the top. The lo ik be isura. The shema cholinu. Chachamim say, no. If you only ate a piece of cholin, that's not good enough for me. I need kviyut l'isurin. So in other words, what's he saying? I could have answered him that who is that over there with the koi? With the Nida, with the Etyom, and the after couple of times. Who doesn't need Kvutu Yisura? Rabbi Meir. And then I could have said to Rabbi Meir, there's a bright Rabbi Meir, says, don't need Kvutu Yisura, and it would have been fine. So Gemara says like this, Lei Melei Vamai, Lei Melei Rabbi Lazari. Why are you telling Rabbi Meir? Right? So Gemara says, Hakamash Melan, Rabbi Meir Beshita Rabbi Eliezer Kai. Now what's really happening over here? That Rabbi, look at Rashi, Eva, my style, lo amal Rabbi Meir, haya havelele meimar, ashmaite Rabbi Lazari, or Eliezer, how much of it is Rabbi Lazari? I've seen a few changes here. It's like Eliezer over here, right? Right, Rabbi Lazari, this is Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Look here quickly at the Shita Mekubetz, at the second wide lines at the bottom there. Look at the Shita Mekubetz on that Ot Yud, on the Yud, Ot Yud in the Rashi. Right, he said like this, Lemaimar ha mani Rabbi Eliezeri. Ha kamash melan, klomar mishum hachi have mitzta. This is why he was upset. Al shelo amar Meir. Mishum di have amar lei. Ashmeinan, Rabbi Meir, beshitat de Rabbi Eliezeri. Right? And look at that Rashi there. Rabbi Eliezer amra, mishum hachi mechayev, klo baik fiut isur. Behind the Rabbi Eliezer, he, lo echpat lei mishum devimele abe matziyada. I think Rabbi Meir is a more persuasive argument than Rabbi Eliezer. I think I'm still not 100% clear on why it was so relevant, Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Eliezer. Gemara says that if he had said Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Dan hakamash Rabbi Meir b'shnei Rabbi Eliezer kai. My instinct seems to tell me that Rabbi Meir is like a heavier weight than Rabbi Eliezer. That if you said Rabbi Meir, be more persuasive.
That's
why
he regretted.
That's why I regret not saying Rabbi Meir. Yeah, but it could have just been Rabbi Eliezer. Why was it relevant to Kedash Rabbi Meir and he would have understood Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Meir Shitta? Is there a note on that, by the way? I don't know. Yeah. What does it say? Did you tell me?
He said, the reason Rav Nachman did not respond to Rav's challenge was not because he was unable to deflect the challenge, but because he felt it was unnecessary to do so. For having already answered the previous two challenges by attributing the Tanakh statements in question to Rabbi Eliezer, it was obvious to him that Rav would realize on his own that this challenge too could be deflected in the same manner. And the reason Rav Nachman regretted not having attributed the mission to Rabbi Meir was because by doing so, rather than by remaining silent and indicating that he was attributing it to Rabbi Eliezer, he would have taught Rava that the reasoning behind Rabbi Meir's ruling is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer.
So he said that Rabbi Meir agreed with Rabbi Eliezer.
Yeah.
Okay, my instinct, but I could be wrong, tells that Rabbi Meir, I think, is a heavier weight. It would be like a bigger knockout. But okay, let's go. I think it must be like this. Amar.
I think that he's saying that the fact that he didn't need to say it Rabbi Eliezer, and then he regretted not saying Rabbi Meir because Rabbi Meir would have been added punch to it.
Okay, like, yeah, you mean he would have said, Rabbi Meir is also like Rabbi Eliezer Shitta, so Rabbi Meir is like Rabbi Eliezer, then it's even a stronger Shitta. Right. Yes, okay, agreed. Okay, so now, the Amar Rabba, we've got Amar Rabba, the Shitta changed to Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua. Okay, so Amar Nachman, Amar Rabba, Amar Rav. Chaticha, Safek Shechel, Safek Shechel Shuman, V'achla. He said, you ate it. So it says, now, Ba'an L'machloket, Rabbi Eliezer Chachamim. Now we've got that machloket. Well, do we say, Ikvedi Sur, we need Isur, or do we say, you can establish it or not. Rabbi Eliezer, my iriki achla. So he says, well, wait a second, I don't understand. He says, if we say that's the machlok, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Chachamim, so why do we even need my iriki ki achla? Why do we have to have the situation where he ate it? Afil lo achla nami. What do we mean no achla nami? Even if he didn't eat it, he can still bring a korban. Right? He says he can even bring a korban. Why? We got a Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer mitnadev adam Hashem tu b'chol yom. Because Rabbi Eliezer says, like, every day you should be a korban Hashem. Every day you wake up in the morning, first thing you do, go have a shachrit, do your daf yomi, then go take a korban Hashem to Beit HaMikdash.
Maybe there were two pieces, and I
exactly know. Because you don't know what you did the day before. You might have been over on something. Amar Avashi, Amar Eliezer, Ali b'de Bava de b'mbuta. He says, now you're right. They normally that Rabbi Eliezer shita, but Rashi says, but relax over here. This is not Rabbi Eliezer shita. This is a case over here. Is a little bit the Baba ben Buta, right? Baba ben Buta, Rashi there quickly. Rashi, hi, the Baina Mikzat Isur, wait a second. Ditnan, Ela Omrim Lo, Hamten Ajti Kanesh, the Beit Safek. The Baba ben Buta says, Rabbi Eliezer says that you can just take it any day, just take it every day. Baba ben Buta says, no, you shouldn't bring a Korban unless there was some element of doubt. Okay? Some element of doubt. Look at Rashi, yeah? Rashi hide in the mikzat isur Rabbi Eliezer ali b'tav ben buta kama, that you need that little bit of doubt. The kama he said later on, but in the end of the last parak, Shabbat via Hashem to bechulim. Rabbi Eliezer would bring every single day. Chutz, when did he bring it? Chutz imotzi yom kippurim, the day after Yom Kippur. Why? We learned this before. Amar hamaon hazeh ilu menichim oti ayiti mevi el omrim li, said Rabbi Eliezer, I would bring it. El omrim li hamten ad shekenes ben safek. Wait till you got at least a little bit of a safek. Klomar hamten ad lemacha. Right, sheyesh mikzat safek shemechatata hayom on Yom Kippur, aber motzei Yom Kippurim ena chush pekach. That would be on a normal day. Wait till you might double on Yom Kippur. We don't worry why. The ha-kippur alav Yom Kippurim al sveik kuklamim berik batra. Chayvei ashamot kloyin shavar la Yom Kippurim pturin. Because we learned already, we actually seen it. He's saying it later. We've already seen this concept, right? That Yom Kippur is in place of a korban chatat, of korban asham at least. So therefore, if you achayv an asham erev Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur came in the middle, you patron bring your korban. Why? Because Yom Kippur was like the korban. And we're going to see just now in a second that the Yom Kippur is even like a high element of korban. When we have this whole idea of yediat safek, so Yom Kippur might actually affect the same idea. We'll see it in a second. V'ali b'dahai b'ina mikzat safek, and v'ali b'dahai d'vidit z'chadit kegon chaticha achat. What's this case of? You have a little bit of a safek, and we have only one piece in front of you. Afilu Rabbi Eliezer, Avarabana de Pligar Rabbi Eliezer, Beperik Batra Amrei, Ein mevim Hashem to ela al davar shez dono karet. They say you only bring a korban Hashem on something which would be mezid karet. Be mighty have a machnis chulin nazara. If you brought just stam every day a korban Hashem, you being machnis chulin nazara. Hachanami patre. In this case, so to you patre the dafka binan ked karinan mitzvot. You have to be dafka. It was not just stam bringing a korban. There has to be dafka reason. Not even a bit of a safek. You have to have a real safek, not bait safek. A slat safek, there has to be a proper safek. Only the proper safek you bring it. In this case over here, so our Mishnah, which is talking about, Shechel safek shulman v'achla v'anul machloket, and he said, yeah, why do we have to eat it? Could Rabbi Lazar, the fact that it existed was good enough? He says, no. He has to have a safek that he's been butter. So we've got three different levels. Either just bring one stam, a bit of a safek, or Chavim says a proper safek. Okay? In this case over here, he's going like we butter, a middle safek, a middle level. We had to at least have a bit of a suffix. The Gemara says like this. It's similar to a continuation, but a new sugar, but similar to what we speak. Tell me, Ayudah fanav techatichot, two pieces of meat, echashu mechashachedim. Right? One kosher, one tray. Bay shav achal tashishona. A Jew came at the first one, ba oved kochavim vachal ashniya, and the goy came at the second one, chayiv. We can understand why you chayiv. Because the time that you ate the first one, there were two pieces of meat in front of you. So even according to Chacham, you say you have to have two pieces, you chayim, because there were two pieces there, right? I think that's actually Rashi. There's no Rashi there. Right? V'chein kelev, v'chein orev. It does have to dafka be a goy who ate it, even if a dog ate it, or even a raven took it, a raven, right? Or a crow, a raven, right? Took it, you'd still be chayim. Look at Rashi, v'chal kelev, et ashniya, orev, chayav yisrael, v'sha sha'achala, v'chaticha, mishtei chatichot. When the time that he ate it, there were two. However, ba oved kochavim, b'chal rishonim, the goy came at the first one. And then ba yishav, b'chal hashniyah, and then the goy came at, a Jew came at the second one, patur. Why look at Rashi? The like keshtai chatichot, there are not two pieces of meat. So we can see this is clearly going like Rabbanan, right? This is directly a Mishnah like Chachamim. V'rebi mechayev, and that's the Tanakama, and Rebbe says, no, you are chayev. Look at Rebbe, why? The law ba yishtai chatichot. So who's Rebbe like Rebbe, Rebbe Lezer, right? With me? Right. Achal et harishona b'shogeg, here comes the continuation of the brighter. If you ate the first one b'shogeg, v'hashnia b'mezid. Now look what mezid over here means. Mezid means intentionally, right? But look what Rashi says. What does it mean, mezid? Et hashnia b'mezid, shehaya yodeya shesafeku. That's called mezid. You know that it might have been chaylev. Okay? Mezid, yeah, not that you went and ate something treif. When you ate the first one, you taka never knew. You thought they were both kosher. You ate the first one thinking they were both kosher meat. By the time you ate the first one, you knew that there's a possibility the second one was chaylev. Because you don't, only maybe chaylev. It's probably not really chaylev. You went and you ate it. That's called eating a safek b'mezid. Okay, it's interesting, the terms. Well, it's going to get a little more complicated as well because of the safek and the mezid idea via and the shogeg and etc. But you ate the safek b'mezid, you chayev. What are you chayev, says Rashi? And Hashem talui, akamaita de b'shogeg havai u'mishtei chatichot havai. So you chayev and Hashem talui, not on the second one. Because the second one you ate b'mezid, there's no korban for mezid. You Hashem on the first one, because the first one, the time you ate the first one, there were two pieces, and therefore there was a proper safek. Now, harishona b'mezid, what if you ate the first one b'mezid, v'ashnia b'shogeg, then you are patur. You patur, why? Because the b'shat shogeg, lo havu shtei chatichot es Rashi. You ate the second one, right? The first one you ate b'mezid. You don't have a korban for mezid. You know that there might have been chaylev there. You ate it nonetheless. You patur from a korban. The second one, you forgot that there might have been chaylev, and you went to ate b'shogeg. You patur completely because the time you ate the second one, you never had two pieces in front of you. And again there, Rebbe Mechayev. Why? Because Rebbe said, you don't need two pieces of meat. Okay? So that's possible. Now, Achal Shtein B'mezid. If you ate both of them B'mezid, Patur Miklum. You Patur completely. Shtein B'shogeg. Huh?
Is it Karet?
Sure.
Definitely. Chayev Karet Vadai. You ate Chayev. If you ate both of them, you definitely one of them was Chayev, right? Here's a vada, because one was chaylev, you ate them both, definitely had chaylev.
And you don't bring a chatat for mezid.
You don't bring a chatat for mezid. You will have try, you probably get malkot, right? Shnehen b'shogeg, if you ate both of them b'shogeg, so shnehen chayavin, but only one of them, this is a bit of a difficult one, right? Because when we ate them both b'shogeg, but we know now that we only really ate one piece of chaylev. It's that we eat a kazayit. So why are we bringing two hashamot over here? You ate both of them, I'd say bring one korban. when we ate one b'shogeg,
it's not a suffix anymore.
Exactly, it's definitely ate. No, but let's say that he ate them both b'shogeg. Okay, so even so, but you ate me one.
Why do you say two?
It's a
Shteihen b'shogeg, shneihen chayavin. But look what the Mishnah says. But the Brayta came.
You skip.
Did I skip?
It's in brackets here.
Yeah.
What's in brackets?
The maybe b'shogeg, maybe chata.
The next words are maybe chata.
Really,
I don't know. I'm not with you. I haven't got that yet. Rishonim says if shnei b'shogeg patru,
Chasam
says if patru miklub, shnei b'shogeg, shneihen chayavim.
Achalum. That means two people. That's a different case.
Where are we talking?
You don't have that because it's referring to a Kiryat Sefer.
You don't have it.
No, you don't have
the
emendation for those curious.
Achal shtehen b'mezid patur miklum. Shtehen b'shogeg, shtehen chayavim.
No.
You haven't got that?
No,
we do.
Gemara
it's later.
We have it. No, this Gemara puts in between shtehen b'shogeg, shtehen chayavim, something else, which it takes from a different...
In the text or in your notes?
In the notes.
Okay.
It takes it from a different...
Oh, I see.
He says,
oh, wow, really, eh?
Really,
eh?
Maybe chatat. Then achalum shnayim
b'shogeg. I haven't even got that achalum shnayim b'shogeg. That's amazing. And there's no shitta here. There's no hagodah bachia. Where's it coming from?
It's Kiryat Sefer.
What's that? Let me look
at it. Cited in marginal gloss. What's that?
The Nahardiya. Patrim miklum. Im achalum et shtei achatichot. Shnayim b'shogeg, shnayim chayavim. Hashem lo im achalum.
Yeah, that's
et shtei hachatichot.
That's two different Jews.
Shnayim,
two pieces.
Shnei bnei Adam. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm not reading that. I'm reading what the Vilna Shas says.
Okay.
Right. So he said the Mir. The Vilna Shas reads as follows. There's no shita nagod abach. We only make explanations. We only make changes in this shir to the Shtimah Kubetz of the Haggah or Tabach or Rashi. Okay? We don't. That's the three limited changes. Enough people making Haggah or Tabach these Mesechtas. Right? We've got to put a stop somewhere. So he says, Shtehen b'shogeg. According to the Gemara here, Shtehen b'shogeg, Shnehen chayavim. Right? Shtehen b'shogeg. You ate both of them, Shnehen chayavim. Understand why they're making the change. Because what is the Shnehen? Shnei means to imply two of them. They're both chayev, which seems to imply they're two people. Is there a shita? There is a shita over here. That's what he says. Shnei chayev asher lo minadit. Tzrich lomar d'lahai tane leitlei hach svarit d'prashin l'el l'libud Rabbi Akiva. D'afilu d'yesh aim l'mikra. Shur mevi Hashem tului gam ashti mevi. Im ken ayu shnei hen minadin. V'en el d'har amar Rabbi Akiva l'kama zim mevi Hashem tului v'zim mevi Hashem talui. Hashayni ishlo minadin kamar. Kach dehachad Rabbi Akiva savor kav lezer mighty umatnitin. I don't understand what that means. Let's care. Okay, shnein chayavin. Asheini lo minadin. But the second korban, I understood here that the second korban, Yul Gomorrah Nei said that the second person, right, is lo minadin. And the Vilna Shnei Mekubetz is two people. Chad Mashmit. Agreed. Right. But he explains it as the Rabbi Akiva. Okay. You know what? Let's not argue. Two people eat. They two will eat it together. They're both going to bring a korban. And the Shani Lo Minadin, we understand why the Shani Lo Minadin. Because by the time that the Shani ate it, there's only one piece over there. But okay. Ela she'im ata omer patur. Why can't we say he's patur? Kavat rishona bechatat. If you're going to say he's chav patur, then you're going to say that the first guy was definitely chayev. If you're definitely chayev, then why is bringing the Hashem talu? You should bring a chatat. Okay? That's what he says over there. Umanu. Right, so now who is the Tana of all of this? Irebi, of this last argument of here. Irebi, the Minadin. Uminadinu. Must be Rebi, because Rebi never needed Ikvad Isur. Remember, Rebi said, good enough to bring one. So with one, we could have brought an Asham either irrespectively. Right, Ere Rabbanan, Mishum Deronik, Varishum Mechatat, Naimelei Lashaini, I says now with Rabbanan, because we never said the first one to have the Chatat, right? So you name it as a shiny IT chulin azara. You could have maybe at the end of the day. Now if it's two people, now I'm getting confused now. Because now we basically say we talk about two different people. So you could say I'll be honest with you, I never even thought about that. Now it makes much more sense. This whole sugi is about two people. Okay, I should have read that note. All right. in Ira Banan, Mishum de lo nikbe rishon bechatat. Right? If the guy isn't bringing a chatat, then he said to the second person, you bringing chulin la'azara, because I'm the one chayv the safek, you're not chayv anything. Because if he was chayv a chatat, then the second guy might be chayv a safek. If the first guy's not chayv a safek, then the second guy's not, should be patur completely. I think. Does that make sense? I think so. Right? So what's the Amr of Ashi, Rabbi Lazar he, Eliezer he, the Amr mitnade v'adam Hashem tlu b'chol yom, hilcha chamir alei, therefore he says, nonetheless, bring an Asha'at Hashem tlu v'atne, make a t'nai. What's the t'nai? I achal rishon shumanu, achal chaylev li'ave kapara. I, the first one ate shuman, right? Then you bet eating chaylev. V'ilo li'ave nedava. There's it. So if the first one was shuman, then yours is a kapara because you ate the chaylev. The first one ate the chaylev, then yours is a kapara. It was a nedava. Okay? Let's...
Brings you to Masoret Hashatz. Masoret Hashatz here in this Gemara. It's not in this Gemara. Here, he brings it from Kiryat Sefer.
Wow. Well, we haven't got a print on the book yet, eh?
Not in mine, anyway.
Ichlu... Achlum shnayim b'shogeg. V'girse Kiryat Sefer lahamabit. Wow. Shtehin b'shkaga mevi chatat. Achlum shnayim b'shogeg. Ah, wow, right? That's it. Okay. We
saying it's not in the
source of
Shatan's
book. No, it's not here. It's not here.
Yeah,
it's not here. It's not here. Not here. It's a later. The Masorah Shas, if you look at the Masorah Shas in our Gemara, you'll see that some of them are in square brackets. Do you notice that? The Masorah Shas was done in stages. Mm-hmm. Masorah Shas. You see that? There's square brackets over there. So you've got the original Masorah Shas, and then you've got an addition to the Masorah Shas. The square brackets are the addition to the Masorah Shas. And then you've got what Ira's got on his tablet is like an even later addition to the Masorah Shas. I don't want to make it up now, but I've got a feeling. Wasn't the original Masorah Shas with the guy Falk? Was it Falk? There is. I once discussed it. You know, please need it tomorrow. I'll give a little background. It's very important that. Okay, let's carry on. So that was that. But in the new bright, terrible. Another case. Achal safek chaylev v'nodalo. So now he ate safek chaylev, and then he just realized, right, that it was a yedia. Okay, we saw it already yesterday, right? There was the idea of your deer. Look at Rashi there, the last one on the top. She safeku. Right? And so we're talking about everything safek, safek, safek. So he ate safek chaylev, and then nodalo that it was safek chaylev. Then safek chaylev again, he ate it again a second time. Then nodalo, and the second time it was told to him. Rebbe Omer Ani, Keshem, Shemei, Vichatat, Kol Achat Vachat. We learned that look already. If you do a chatat, if you do an over, you have a love. And you repeat it, and you repeat it, and you repeat it every time with a separate ha'alama, right? Right? There's helem, achat, helem, helem, it's separate halamot. Every time it's a korban, kach, mevi, asham, talui, akol, achat, v'achat. That's what Rebbe says. Rebbe says, asham is like a chatat. If every time you do you have a safek, and then you a nodeh, safek and a nodeh, safek and nodeh, bring an asham on each and every single one of them. Right? Look at Rebbe there, kashem. Shim yodeh lo b'achrona shekuran vadai chaylev. Ayuvanel havi maybe chatat al kol echad v'achat. The yediot safek shebentayim mechalkot echatot lo havi helem achat. The yediot mechalkot. Remember they split it up into separate into issues. It says kach. It says maybe Hashem talu. It says Rashi calls one shlo noda lo yediyah vadait. He knows, but it's not a vadait. He's got a yediyah of a safek. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar bar Rabbi Shimon. Here the shita changes. Not for Rabbi Lazar. Not three. It's Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar bar Rabbi Shimon. Okay, that's Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon from the caves. Rabbi Shimon, help me.
Shimon
Yochai. And his son was Rabbi Lazar, right? So Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Ein Meivi El Hashem Talui Echad. Only one was Shneimar, right? Because there, in the pasuk, Vevi El Tamim Minatzon Berichal Hashem El Kohen Vechiper Alav. Right, Hakohen al shkigato asher shagag. Right, it's ashkigato asher shagag v'lo yadav v'nislach lo. It says the ashkigato asher shagag. Afilu al shkagot harbe enu chayv ela achat. Okay? There it is only one. Even if it's afilu al shkigato asher shagag. Afilu al shkagot harbe enu chayv ela achat. Why does that actually help us?
Because he
says al shkigato asher shagag. Al shkigato, but that's even shkigato. But what if he's got more shkagot?
He's saying al shkigato is plural.
Al shkigato is one. Al shkigato.
No, you don't need shkigato
asher shagag. Why is it saying duplicated al shogeg? Okay, al shkigato shagag stipulated even if it's only one many. Okay. So now, Amar Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira comes to Mechadesh Adinya in this Machloket. Amar Rav Zeira, Kan Shana Rebbe, Rebbe says, now this is an unbelievable Chiddushus. Kan Shana Rebbe, right? Rashi says, Kedeperisht, Yediot Safek Mechalkot Lechataot. Look at Rashi, what Rav Zeira says over here about Rebbe. Rebbe up until now said what? Look at in the brighter. Rebbe says like this. You ate safek chalev and then you knew about it. You ate again and you knew about it. Rebbe says, Omer ani, just like you would bring a chatat for every chatat that you did with a separate yediyah, so too you bring a separate asham talui for every yediyah. Rebbe Izayra says that Rebbe's telling us over here that noda a yediyah safek is good enough to make you bring a separate chatat. Mm-hmm. We thought that there's a yediyah, vadai is a yediyah, and then you bring a chatat. And every yediyah, vadai, well, you vadai know you did the avar, you bring a korban chatat. If you have a yediyah tzafek, you bring a korban asham. Says Rabbi Zara, no, Rabbi's telling us that any yediyah is good enough to bring a chatat. Even a yediyah tzafek, in other words, you did an avera, and then someone said, you know, you might have done the avera. And you do the Avera again. You might have done the Avera. That's good enough to bring a separate. And when you know in the end that you did the Averas, right, for certain, then those Yediot Safek in the middle were good enough to split up the Halam Achat into the Halamot into lots of Halamot. You understand what I'm saying? But you only bring a Chatat when you know for certain. But while you were busy doing it, there was a Yediot Safek in the middle each time. And now at the end, you discover that they were all Averas. We don't say that Yediyah Tzafek wasn't a Yediyah. Because it wasn't really a Yediyah. It was only Yediyah Tzafek. Right? That's what Rav Zeira says. And Rav Amar, no. And Yediyah Tzafek b'chalkot l'chatot. Elachik, this is a good read, Rebbe. Because he wanted to say that. Rebbe says, Kashem shemev yidchat la kol achat v'achat. Kach v'nisham asham. Kashem. Just like he said like this. Kashem she'ima etah lo Yediyah vadai. That's how we understood it. We understood it, I think. All of us understood it. And what was Rebbe saying? Yediot Vadai are good for Chataot, and Yediot Safek are good for Ashamot. Right? That's how he wants to read it. Samale Abaya. So Abaya over here says to Rava, Va'at lo tizbara. The Yediot Safek Mechalkot Lechataot. You don't agree with Rebbe there, the way that Rabbi Zari explained Rebbe, that it's good enough to have a Yediot Safek to create extra Chataot. These like a Datech Yediot Safek and Mechalkot Lechataot. If you're going to tell me that doesn't work, that Yediot Safek aren't good enough to split up the Halam into multiple Halamot to bring you separate Chataot, the Chatat and you're bringing one Chatat, Amai, maybe Asham Taluya Kol Achat Vachat. He says, why does a Yediyah Tzafek help you to split up all the Ashamot into multiple Ashamot? Why do we say it's one Asham? Because the Yediyah Tzafek aren't proper Yediyot. And therefore, you're having one Asham on all the different Tzafekot that you do. Vatanya, have we got a brighter that says, Klalo Shel Davar? There's a Klal. Right? What's the Klal? We know this already in Davchet. Kol Shechalukin B'chataot, Chalukin B'ashamot. It was exactly the same. So then it should be that just like Yediot Safek aren't good enough to make me bring extra Chataot, Yediot Safek also shouldn't make me bring extra Ashamot, because the klal is a Yediyah for Chatat is a Yediyah for Asham. Correct? And you tell me Yediot Asham shouldn't work on Yediot Safek. So even the way you explained it, Rava, shouldn't work. Because you explained it, no, Yediot Safek are good for Ashamot, and Yediot Vadai are good for Chataot. But we're going to cloud that they work together. And if a Yediot Safek can't do a Chata, then Yediot Safek can't do Asham either. Okay. That's what he says to him. Amar le Rava bar Chanan labaye. So it seems like the previous Rava was also Rava bar Chanan. Because I think there's Yeshita somewhere that says that. Rava, because yeah, Rava bar Chanan labaye. Ule didach, and you, Abaye, damart Yediot Safek, le mechalkot, le didach, damart Yediot Safek, mechalkot le chataot. You're saying that the Yediot Safek are good enough to mechalek to actually cause proper chataot. Ele me'ati, if that's the case, achal kazayit chedev b'nei Yom HaKippurim. If you ate one kazayit before Yom Kippur, and then kazayit chedev achal Yom Kippur, and another kazayit after Yom Kippur, what do we say about Yom Kippur? We said Yom Kippur firstly is mechaper for ashamot, for one thing, but we also said that Yom Kippur, we'll see in a second, is like a yedia. Okay? Maybe we haven't said it yet. Maybe it's over here. Maybe this is a Rashi over here. Right? Elo me'ata achal kazayit yom kippurim. Achal chedev achar yom kippurim. Look at Rashi. Rashi says behalam achad. Right? Rashi says yom kippurim kazayit v'chedev achar yom kippurim. V'shneihem behealam achat. Right? And it was only one. So before yom kippur, after it was one healam. You ate a kazayit of chedev. We're not talking about the asafek. V'yom kippurim b'makom asham talui kai. And Yom Kippur, we say, but I can asham to look at Rashi. Kitanu v'parashat batru l'kam kafe. We learn daf kafe. Chai v'ashamot tluyim shavar le Yom Kippur peturim. If a person with an asham talui, not this case here of chataot, but in normal case, a guy has to bring an asham talui. He was meant to bring it. He hasn't got to bring this yet. In the meantime, Yom Kippur passes. We say Yom Kippur is patrus from the asham talui. Why? Because Yom Kippur itself is like an asham talui. Hey, look at Rashi said. Look at the very important line of Rashi there. Very important. V'havalei keyediat safek. Yom Kippur is besides being like an asham talui, it's also like a yediat safek. If it's a yediat safek, then according to you, he says to Abaya, if Yom Kippur came along and a guy eaten one chedev beforehand and one chedev afterwards, so really it should be two separate chataot. No, it shouldn't be. It should be one chatat, because according to you, yediat safek doesn't mechalek. With me, you with me? Actually, that's right. Yediat safek doesn't mechalek. So if yediat doesn't mechalek, then it should be like one he'alam, and should I have to be one chatat, right? And what do we say here? V'hatanya, well, me'ata, achal k'tzachet ben yukim, achal ben yukim kippurim, yukim ben yukim shatum v'kai, hachlem edemei v'shtay chataot. You should have to bring two korbanot. Ha'be'alam achal achlinan. But wasn't it one he'alam? So why is he bringing two? According to you, he should bring one. And why does Halacha say bring two? Because Yom Kippur is like a yediat safek. This is proof that yediat safek is mechalek lechataot. With me? So I'm going to Abaya. Uman leim eland yom kippurim mechaper. Says Uman al delo mitjad. And wait, says Rabbi says to him, right? Sorry. This is to Abaya. Abaya says that Yediot Mechalkot, Yediot Mechalek, and here, actually, on Yom Kippur, between one and Yom Kippur, he only actually brings one. And according to Abaya, he should have brought two. Because according to Abaya, Yom Kippur is Mechalek. Right. Okay, you with me? Mm-hmm. Well, wait, let's get clear. The question's the other way around. It's a question to Abaya. That Abaya, according to you, it's Yediot Mechalkot, and Yom Kippur is Yediot Mechalkot, and Yom Kippur is a Yedia, why does he only bring one? So Abaya says, I'll tell you why. He says, Uman leimeland Yom HaKippurim Mechaper Adelom Mityadele. Where do you get this from at all, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper on things you don't know about? Dilma V'hub Demityadele. It's only Mechaper for things that you know about. Right? Now, if what is the case over there? If it's only Demityadele, look at Rashi there. Dilma ha damina Yom Kippur mechaper v'hu demit yadelei she safek chelev acha. Right? It's only if he knows that he definitely ate a safek. It's an asham talui on a yadai that he ate a safek. Look at the Shulam Kubetet Yudalet. Koryam Yom HaKippurim Shesafek Chaylev Achal. Right? In other words, he had to have known beforehand, and then it works, but then we're forced to say, right, that Yom HaKippurim wouldn't be like a Yediyat Safek. It only works when you know that there was, you already had a Yediyat Safek. So we wanted to say Yom Kippur is an Hashem Talui and a Yediyat Safek. We say no. Yom Kippur only works like an Hashem Talui when you had a Yediyah on your Safek before Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur works as the Hashem. But Yom Kippur itself won't be a Yediyat Safek for Hashemot. With me? I think that's what he's saying over here, right? So Rabbi says, Amalei Rava Tirda. Have you got that Tirda in your Gemaras? He says there is in the notes the Tirda, the word Tirda. The Shita Mekubetzit and the Bahagaot put it in, and so does Rashi. And look what it says there. What's Tirda? Look at the Rashi there. Shote, Lashon Acher, Atzal. You're talking nonsense, basically, right? Look at the Hagaot HaBach there. Amalei Rava Tirda, right? Tirda, and Rashi's got it in there, right? He says, Hoda velo hoda tanad. He says, how can you say that? He says, the Mishnah that you're quoting over there says, Hoda velo hoda. Look at Rashi. Hoda velo hoda tanad. We're coming to Shavuot, but first, but Gemara. Bain shen hoda lo sveko, bain shen no hoda lo sveko. Call him Yomakipur, Yomakipur mechaper. Alma, afagav, lo mitjadlen, gamme mechaper. That can't be your answer. That's not an answer. That was a pretty good proof here that the Yediyat Safek won't split the Chataot, the two separate Chataot. Because if yes, Yom Kippur in the middle of the two Chataot should have been a split of eating the two Kazaitim of Chaylev. Yet we see only brings one Korban Chatat. It's a pretty good answer that Yom Kippur, that the Yediyat Safek won't split it up. Right, so he says, Ikad Amri, and there's another answer to this. Another way of learning it. Ikad Amri le Rabbi Baruchan el Abaye, Ma ilu achal kezayit chaylev shachir b'yom ha-kippurim. We saw the same idea the other day. Right, what are you going to say if he ate a chaytik, if he ate kezayit in the morning, the kezayit chaylev b'mincha b'yom ha-kippurim, and another kezayit b'mincha b'kippurim, hachinami d'mechayv shtei chataot. Are you going to say, this is now that Rabbi Baruchan says to Abaye, right? Are you going to tell me that there could have been two chataot? Why? Because Yom Kippur was in the middle. So according to you, he ate one chaylev in the morning, one chaylev in the afternoon. Now we're talking about Behar Lam Achat, obviously, right? He still got one hair lam the whole day. According to you, Abaya, you should be chayev two chataot, because according to Yom Kippur is in the middle. And Yom Kippur is going to be a Yediyat Safek, and you should split it up into two. So I'm going to Abaya. Uman Lamlan Yom Kippur calls Sha'at Mechaper. Why do you say that Yom Kippur every hour is Mechaper? I mean, we had this idea the other day, remember? He says, Dilma Kula Yom Ma'urta. Maybe you only have to have the whole day till the night. And that's why you only bring one Chatat, because it's like one long hair lam. Yom Kippur doesn't split you. Only the day of Yom Kippur splits, but Yom Kippur within itself doesn't. Is that clear what I'm saying? Everybody with me? Right? So here Amalei Tirda. And here's where he said to him that you're talking nonsense. Why? Now we go to Mishnah, Arei Shebal Liyado Safek Avayim Yom HaKippurim Afilim Chashaycha Patur Shekol Hayom Mechaper. He says, now we go to Mefush Mishnah, which we've seen before already, right, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper the whole day, and therefore, according to you, he should be bringing multiple Chataot. Okay, so now Matri Va'idi Bar Avin. Now we go to Kashya. Va'idi Bar Avin Tzakas Achal V'shna Behelam Achat Yom Kippur. He ate when Yom Kippur, he ate and he drank Behelam Achat. The relevance over here of the eating and the drinking, right, I think will become clearer that it's basically, he definitely had a shiur and etc. Look at that. Only chayv one chatat. Right, look at Rashi, the shtia bichlal achida. He says, why? Achida and shtia is one isur, and therefore only chayv one chatat. Vaha bein achida shtia. But the Gemara says, wait a second, is that really the case, that achida and shtia is one action? Vaha bein achida shtia, eif shad lo have shahut beyom de mityad levech kipele. Yom HaKippurim, Yom HaKippurim, Makom HaShem Talui Kai. There's a kashiya on Abaya. Because according to this brayta, he's only chayv one chatat. He ate and he drank. We'll be saying, wait a second, is it possible that he never had a break? He ate. You couldn't eat and drink at the same time, right? You can't eat to the one side of your mouth and drink to the other side of your mouth. So you partially ate, and you stopped for a half a second, and then you drank. Now, according to Abaya, who says that Yom HaKippurim is this HaShem Talui story, and it's got the idea, Safek, so there was Yom Kippur in the middle. I ate, and I drank in the middle was Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur certainly, according to you, should be the Adiyat Safek. I should bring a Chatat on my Achila and a Chatat on my Shtia. We don't do that. Right? Tell you, I don't have a Chatat Achat. We say that you can tell me that Yadiyot Safek. Lichai have two Chatat, you should have two Chatat. Right? So he's Dochim. He says like this. Amrei, he says like this. Well, Amrei, they said, by Midrash. What's Amrei? Like a lot of people are by Midrash. There's a question whenever it arises. Right? Ki Amar. Rabbi Zeir and Rebbe, right? Ki Amar Rabbi Zeir and Rebbe. That was Rabbi Zeir, as far as Rebbe was concerned, with the idea there. Ha, this brighter over here is Rabbanan. He. That's why you can't argue from the Rabbanan. That was Rabbi Zeir who said, Rebbe said Yadil Tzafek. This brighter that you just quote me over here is Rabbanan. And therefore, they're different opinions. It's not a stereo one to the other. But having the safer Rebbe, but say, wait a second. But the safer of that brighter is actually Rebbe. Tiktani, at the end of that brighter, says like this in Yoma, Shatat Sir Umurias Patu, Ha Chometz Chayev. If you ate like some sort of tzir, like the oil, the gravy, or the then you'd be patur. But Chometz, you'd be Chayev. Man, Rebbe, it's Rebbe. How do you know Rebbe? Tanya Chometz, Eim Eshivet Anef. Tanya Kama says that Chometz is not confident food. You should be patur from Chometz. Why? Because it's not Meshiv Nefesh. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Chometz Meshiv Nefesh. Vinegar does have like a smooth soothing effect, never should be chayv. Umi the safer Rebbe, Rashi Tami Rebbe, and therefore the safer is Rebbe, the Rashi also be Rebbe. So how can you tell me that this bright tab here is Rabbanan? It's clearly Rebbe. The Gemara says, no. Amre, safer Rebbe, Rashi Rabbanan. Okay? Safer was Rebbe, Rashi Rabbanan, therefore not a proof at all whatsoever. New Kashi, 80 here, 80 by Rava, Achal Hayom, Achal Hayom, Achal Macha. He ate today, right? Look at Rashi there, Achal Hayom, Mishel Hegdesh, Shave Chatzi Pruta. We're going to talk about Hana'a over here. So he ate Hegdesh today, which is worth a Chatziputa, right? Achal Hayom, Achal Machar. And then he ate tomorrow the other Chatziputa. Nene Hayom, he got Hana'a today, Nene the Machar. And he got Hana'a tomorrow, Rashi, Nene Bemidi the Love Bar Achila. If he got Hana'a from something which was, we got other Achila, you over Amila, if it was Achila. Or like we saw the other day as well, if you've got things about which we aren't right to eat, but now you can get Hana'a from them, so you also have to have a certain measure of a shear of Hana'a before you over a meila, right? So two cases, either he ate a bit today and ate a bit tomorrow, or he had a bit of Hana'a today and a bit of Hana'a tomorrow. And then achal hayom nehene lemachar, nehene hayom achal lemachar. Okay, he did them in other orders. But I feel him, he came back to Shani, but even if it was 3 years, I mean, we saw the other day as well, we said that there was no real, what's that word we used? What's the prescription? What was it called? What was it like when you, there's a time limit on Averas? Oh no, man, there's no prescription, statute of limitations, thank you. Right, you said it lasts for 3 years. Where did they all this to be over Amila? That all the shurim add up? Tamud Lomar, Tim Ol Mal. The pastor says Tim Ol Mal. Why does it say double volume Tim Ol Mal? River, it excludes it and to widen the gap. Vamai, why are you patur? I mean, why are you chayev? Ha kiper aleyom akipurim. According to you, you had a yediat safek in the middle of each year. Did we say it can last for 3 years? You definitely at least two yom kippers in the middle, right? Mm-hmm. It lasts for 3 years. So Amrei says no. Ki mechaper yom akipurim. Yom kippur is only mechaper alisura al mamona lo mechaper. Okay. Another answer could be ki mechaper yom kippurim al kule shure. Your kippur works for a whole shir. Al palgad shure lo mechaper. Okay, he says now v'chein amareish lakish. Now what's the v'chein? Go back quickly. You see, they said the Amar Rabbi Zeira kanchna Rebbe. The Gemara is saying that just like there, Rabbi Zeira said that Rebbe says yadiyot tzafek mechalkot. He says v'chein amareish lakish, and so Rabbi Shlakish said the same halacha. Kan Shana Rebbe, you don't say for Mechalkot Lechataot. Rish Lakish agrees with Rabbi Zaira. Rish Lakish said the same thing. That Rebbe says that. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, hey, you don't say for Mechalkot Lechataot. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we don't say Chataot Yediot Mechalkot. And Lakish, this day you're going to learn it. Kashem, because we all gang Rabbi Zaira and Rish Lakish are gang on the fact that Rebbe said, Kashem Sheim, Rebbe said, and that kashem was like a link. That word kashem just like linked chataot to ashamot. And that's where Rabbi Zeira and Rish Lakish both learned this idea that yediot tzveikot work just like they work for ashamot, also work for chataot. Clear? Right. So it says, so Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it doesn't work. So how do you explain that kashem? He says kashem sheim hayta lo yediat vaday mevia kol achat vaachat achatat kach im hayta lo yediat safek mevia sham talui akol achat vaachat. You know what I think? Let's end off over here.